headers make for some of the most exciting moments in a game of soccer.
They're fast-paced, unpredictable plays that can shake things up when a match is getting desperate.
This level of uncertainty that you can inject into the game, that might be all you have.
Brendan Klein says that's never been truer than at this year's FIFA World Cup.
Wednesday, Argentine striker Lautaro Martinez used his head to knock in a Lionel Messi cross in the semifinal against England in the 92nd minute to win the game.
But new research from Klein's team at the Network Science Institute at Northeastern University has found that the role of headers in the international tournament has changed.
What we're noticing is that the percent of goals that are scored with a player's head has been decreasing steadily, and it's at its lowest point right now.
Klein says this decline is in part a strategy shift. As defensive strategies have been getting better, it's harder to just head a ball into the goal, so players are more selective.
It's actually worth it to not head the ball unless I know I'm going to have an accurate on-target header.
Klein says the data show the strategy is paying off.
It's this two-sided coin. So on the one hand, the percent of goals scored with a player's head is decreasing, but those goals that are scored are higher expected goal chances.
So don't worry, soccer fans. You might be seeing fewer headers, but the headers you do see will be more likely to produce goal-scoring plays that you will remember.
Klein says a good way to think about this is that fans are witnessing soccer evolving in real time.
Headers are a good example of one area of the pitch where tactical innovations are really driving responses.
Klein says that the concerns shaping the future of World Cup headers aren't just about strategy.
A lot of header-related injuries have popped up in recent years, and these are quite serious, and we're still starting to understand the true extent of their severity.
Around the world, youth soccer clubs are banning headers for younger players that might be affected more severely by those cranial collisions.
And this is a deliberate choice by parents, by coaches, and by governing bodies. The sport is trying to intervene.
While FIFA has not imposed any ban on headers, a generation of professional players coming up under the changed youth club rules will be more likely to stick to their feet.
In 10, 15 years, we'll start to see a nuanced style of play that doesn't rely on these headers for getting goal-scoring opportunities as a direct result of our increased knowledge of how dangerous these can be.
So it's not quite time to say goodbye to this iconic soccer move, but styles of play are always changing, and it's hard to know just where the future is headed.